Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about smart investing.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investing.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We want to talk a little bit about investing, but not just throwing money at real estate because it's bulletproof. Instead, smart investing. When it turns, when the market turns, will you have the endurance you need? So let's talk about doing it smart.
Doing it smart has to do with a game plan. Now, for a number of people, they'll also think the process through and they'll continue thinking about it, and then they discover they're retired and they didn't get around to doing it. So that's not part of the process, but it's not too difficult to figure out. Number one, should I invest? And I don't care what it's in, stocks, bonds, real estate, your preference. Obviously, we only think real estate. The only stocks that I own are in my company and my wife's company. She owns those and so forth. And so far, it's done very well for us. And that's been through five different recessions. But that has to do with a game plan of what am I doing? Why am I doing it? And when should I start? And what would it look like when I do start?
And what does the end game look like as well?
What's the end game looking like? That's my favorite topic at this particular point. A number of people that I've dealt with over my 49-year career are retired or retiring, and they're asking, what is the end game? What's it look like? And that's a whole different subject. Most say, well, I'll just die and leave it to my kids, which is fine. But if you haven't trained those kids, educated those kids on why you are doing what you're doing, what it did for you, what it should continue to do for you, most likely they'll call me shortly and say, let's sell it all. I need a new Mercedes or a Ferrari. Which I guess is fine. That's their prerogative. They're heir apparent to the throne, but there's certainly a better way to do it.
Well, let's start at the beginning of this path. And I think it's onerous to even imagine I will buy a duplex, for example, for an individual saying it in their 30s. But what you're kind of doing is that saying, what is it? If you shoot for the moon, you'll get stars. Get started.
That's right.
Step in the right direction and you will find amazing security over time.
That's exactly correct. For most people, it's buying a house. Whatever you can afford to buy, sooner or later, you may be able to buy another one. What happens if you keep it? What happens if you do an exchange into a duplex? What happens if, numbers, use the equity logically.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, Real Estate Investment Broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.